It's the kids that are important too, and there's a program called Oberlin Kids, relatively new. Heather Fralick here to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have United Way in usually once a month, and occasionally they'll mention like a collaboratives that are going on. And this is one of those, right?
It is. We're one of the original United Way community collaboratives.
And this is one where you're trying to make sure when kids enter kindergarten that they're healthy, they're ready to learn, get them so they're primed to learn their ABCs and all that
stuff. Yeah, you nailed it, really. We're a community collaborative of 15 partners, and those 15 partners have a common agenda, and we're all working together to make sure all children in Oberlin City School District enter kindergarten healthy and ready to learn.
15 partners here in town?
In town in the greater Oberlin area. So we're made up of city resources, health resources, the schools, of course, are heavily involved, and as well as businesses, like Oberlin Business Partnership is one of our partners.
And how is that all pulled together? Do you all get together and say, let's make this happen, or how does that work?
We do. The community collaborative model is based on, collective impact. So people are used to giving to this organization or this organization, and they may all be working toward a similar agenda. So we've brought together people that can help us accomplish the mission of making sure children birth to kindergarten are healthy and ready to learn. And we all work together to bring our resources together, and also we share data that we can measure. Whereas traditionally those entities might all be doing great things, but they're all working independently. This way, we're all coming together and all working toward that common goal.
Right, you can maybe fit together and figure out who's covering something that may be lacking in another organization that comes together like that.
Are you on our committee?
Well,
he wants to be. You should be.
I'm just looking at the special program you had. Was it last night called Managing Meltdowns?
Yes.
This was one of your Oberlin Kids parenting series. So you kind of not only have kids involved, but parents and just all the life. The family dynamic, too.
Exactly. Parenting series is brand new. We just launched it actually last night with a fantastic speaker. She came in, and everyone can relate to that. Whether you have children or not, you see meltdowns, and she really gave great tips and tricks and really helped you understand maybe why the child is having those meltdowns, and it's a great support system for the parents. And those parenting series are actually open to the public. They're not just for Oberlin Kids members. To be an Oberlin Kids member, it's free. Everything's free that we do. But there's also other things that you can access once your child is signed up for Oberlin Kids. You go to family fun events, things like parenting series. We have family dinner nights. We have our On Track for Kindergarten program, which is super important. That's kind of the base of our program. Our early learning specialist gives a snapshot yearly, annually, and they really... kind of play-based screening where they see about their social well-being, their and their readiness to learn, their dexterity, maybe they're getting a vision screening or a hearing screening based on their age. All those things we're hoping to show that early intervention and early planning for kindergarten instead of the summer before where you scramble going, oh no, I have to teach my child the ABCs. There's so many other components that go into getting your child ready to learn. And those snapshots really give parents a track to put them on. Maybe their hearing isn't quite, so we give them a resource that they can go to investigate that further.
Right. Well, as anybody who has a child knows, those first few years, the formative years, there are certain things that you want to make sure they're healthy and on track and that they are visiting a doctor, they're getting the right immunizations.
Exactly.
And those type of things.
And there's really only 1,900 days from birth to kindergarten.
What?
1,900 days from birth to kindergarten. That's how many days you have to get your child ready to learn.
Never thought of it that way.
No, I don't want to think about that either. No, those days go by very quickly.
And they do.
Or sometimes they last forever.
Then you go to the Managing Meltdown series and learn how to make that.
To know that you're dealing with common situations, because many times, I suppose, you may be somebody who's isolated, you don't maybe have family support. This is sort of taking its place in a sense.
Definitely, definitely. And there's a lot of other components that come with collaborating. We might try to get the daycare centers to be all five-star daycare centers. To me, a five-star center is a five-star student. It really puts them in the right frame to be as successful as possible. There's also studies that show that even just 1 year of a daycare, a structured daycare type environment, boosts their ability when they get into kindergarten. They learn how to sit in circle time. They learn how to stand in a line. They learn how to wash their hands on their own and do things that at home we might just be busy doing our daily things and not focusing on.
With the United Way collaboratives, they often talk about measured results. And I think some of what you talk about can be measured, but other things really, I don't know if they can be or not, right? More observed, perhaps.
Right, and behaviors and patterns and different things. And so it's still a sort of a way of measuring. And we have different committees within our collaborative that, you know, get together frequently, and we discuss those. How can we measure that? Is that measurable? And really to get down in there, and it's just not a, yay, we're all going to put on a play group today. There's a method to the madness. There's a reason for those play groups. It builds hand dexterity. We might have them play with Play-Doh or, you know, pick pom-poms up with tweezers, you know, things that the parents can take home then. You know, they if they can't make it to a play group or the play group's not that often, those are skills and things that, you know, they can do that with their children at home. And it seems so simple, or things like tearing paper can build dexterity, or cutting with scissors. And most people are like, no, don't give my child scissors. But that's a great skill that they can learn.
Right. What are any new projects or things coming up for the month of May or June?
Well, we're looking forward to summer. We're looking forward to doing things like sponsoring the Oberlin, one of the Oberlin concert series. We're trying to build a great family fun event on July 16th, I believe it is. But there'll be more information to come on that through Oberlin Business Partnership. We're getting with them and trying to do a little bit more childlike before their concerts to bring families out and build awareness. We would love for everyone to know who Oberlin Kids is and what they do, and we're a great resource. And if they think their child's, you know, something's not right or I need assistance, that they would call us and we would give them a referral. Or say, you know, bring your child to the library. I'll come play with them for a little bit, and I'll let you know if you think, you know, it might be 6 months before their snapshots due, but they're concerned. And Jen Keithley is our on track to kindergarten coordinator, and she's fantastic, a great book of knowledge to tap into. So
sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. Heather Freilich with Oberlin Kids, thanks for sharing the details. If people want to find out more, get involved, where do they go?
They can go to oberlinkids.org.